Well, it is 1 year since the day New Zealand's Prime Minister describes as one of her country's darkest, the day a gunman attacked two mosques in Christchurch, killing 51 people. Today, Jacinda Ardern has joined the Muslim community in Christchurch for a special Friday prayer service to mark the solemn anniversary.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Ms. Ardern says the attacks fundamentally changed New Zealand and she insists her country is now a safer place. Barbara Miller is in Christchurch for us and she joins us. Barb, it must be a particularly difficult time for the Muslim community there. How are they feeling about these public commemorations?
Look, Linda, some mixed feelings. They say that in their faith they don't really mark anniversaries, but they recognise that this has been a tragedy for the whole country. In the words of one man, it's a unity thing. And look, for me, that's still a striking feature of talking to these victims' families, that ability to respond with that level of strength and grace, I guess. I talked to one woman, Aya Al-Umari. She's 34. Her brother, who was 35, died in the attacks. He was said not to have run out of the mosque, but to have stayed and confronted the attacker. She is fiercely proud of him and outwardly very positive. But I asked her if she didn't sometimes get angry and wish that her brother hadn't stood up to the attacker.
Everything happens for a reason. He didn't run away and we are left behind, but we are left behind for a reason, and that is to pass a message that hate is not okay. You would get something like what happened on the 15th of March. Yeah.
Wow. New Zealand's Prime Minister, Barb, says her country has fundamentally changed as a result of the attacks. What did she mean by that?
She was essentially painting a picture of a more cohesive society, a place where people, for example, had gone into a mosque, non-Muslims, for the first time in their lives. She did acknowledge that the far right does still pose a threat and more needs to be done. But she was very much talking up the gun buyback scheme, saying it had had a significant impact. And she gave this emphatic response when asked if those measures had made New Zealand safer.
Yes. If we reflect on the example of Australia, no one looks back and says that they should never have made their moves, and I don't believe we'll ever look back and say that we shouldn't have made ours.
Jacinda Ardern there. So, Barb, a national service of remembrance is planned there for Sunday. I guess the coronavirus is affecting everything. Is that possible that it might affect, threaten that service?
It's possible, and Jacinda Ardern was certainly grilled about that when she spoke to the media earlier, but at the moment, just a few cases of coronavirus confirmed. They're on the North Island, and Jacinda Ardern says as long as there's no community transmission, the service will go ahead. It's the rain that's threatening it, and because of the forecast, the service, Linda, has been moved indoors.
Barbara Miller reporting from Christchurch.